I'll keep you in my heart just like a lover, and wait until you come again to me.
A very particular cloud hovered over Naomi James' office. It whispered to her. She heard it, causing her to turn and gaze across the file cabinets. The cloud looked in, watching the attractive 30-year-old with deep dimples in her earth-brown cheeks. I can look at your order again, but... She doodled a small picture of the cloud on her calendar pad. It's not our policy to do that. Mr. Robinson, perhaps we can... Mid-sentence, she was struck by a sense of something. She put down the phone, the muffled voice following her to the window. Naomi stared at the cloud, and it seemed to tease her, to draw a smile from the reluctant corner of a tense mouth. And then the cloud moved, the wind sweeping it away from her. She wheeled around, began gathering her things. Mrs. James? Her secretary was at the door. It's the... I know. Naomi cut her off. The hospital. But Naomi had already flown out the door. Naomi let herself into the house, grateful for the cool darkness of the foyer. Perhaps she could stay here forever, cocoon herself into this cool, dark spot, and never know the coming pain, the onset of reeking emptiness. Perhaps if she just stood right here in the cool dark and asked quietly, in her most efficient voice, someone, something would beam her up to a place where there was no coming pain, pain in all its colors with all its surprise appearances. The door behind her opened and she knew her wish was lost.